I'd just like to point out that I disagree that these that the legal issues are a matter of procedure for this particular meeting. An amendment is not out of order because there may be litigation. This body can submit the numbers that it would like to do, and that could be resolved after the fact. The fact that there are lawyers in the room who are willing to testify to the law does not mean that we are bound by their judgment.
That's right.
And I would remind people that Mr. Coulter is also a lawyer, so if he presents a different opinion...
He's not here to practice law. Our solicitors are legal counsel.
Right, but if they're simply giving an opinion of the law, we can disregard that. We don't have to. They're not judges, they're not juries, and they're certainly not executioners.
That's right.
The advice that's given here is to the town. The client is the town of Tiverton. You're right. It's to this financial town meeting, as interpreted by the moderator. And you can listen to everybody. You can listen to all of the lawyers, including me, as to what the advice is. And this body, if there's an appeal, if you want to do it over a dollar, an appeal going through the proper decision, an appeal to the moderator's decision, a majority vote, and whatnot, can overrule that. Obviously, you do it at your own risk, but you are correct. The body can overrule the legal opinion through the moderator if you want to do it. I provided you with the information. The moderator has ruled it out of order, but even a motion that's out of order can be appealed.
I'm merely stating the opinion that it is not the procedure that the lawyers in the room dictate the procedure of the meeting, dictate what's in order and what's out of order. We can vote on what we want.
Okay. But there's a way to do it, which would be to appeal the moderator's decision.
Right, but that's only if the moderator turns to the lawyers and takes your dictation wholesale.